So, are you ready to go on a journey this morning? Okay, well, let's go. Don't worry. There was sound earlier. So, who remembers that? Okay, good. When we moved into the centre, we got left, as you know, hundreds of chairs. And I found a chair that I quite liked. And it one you could pump up, and you could pump up the back, and it had a head. And I said, and Rosemary reminds me, I said, oh, I feel like Captain Kirk in this chair. And bless her, she produced me a card. And it says, to boldly go. And then she put this inside. She put, enterprise involves many people and is often difficult. Systematic, purposeful activity, a business activity, readiness to engage in daring or risky activity. And then she put crew, a group of people belonging to a ship, a group of people who have duties aboard a ship, a group of people associated together with a common purpose. And then she put at the bottom, for the glory of God. I have that, yeah, amen. I had that on my desk, now I have it pinned on my wall because it's got a bit weak and it keeps flattening out. So, but I have that. Now, if we'd have had sound, as many of you correctly said, they say to boldly go where no man has gone before. Now, I was very, very, very young when that series came out. No, I was still in shorts. But when I used to watch Star Trek, I used to think, there's no limits to where they can go. You know, when the Starship Enterprise hit warp drive, it was gone at light speed to wherever. There were no limitations. So it seemed. Because yes, as humans, there are limitations. Now, the biggest limitations with Star Trek, and I'm sorry if I'm going to shock people, it's not real. If I've broken dreams, we can pray after for you. But it's not real. But also, within the show itself, there was aspects of human limitations. Do you remember Scotty's famous phrase? I can't give you any more, Captain. When it was power from the engines. He couldn't physically give you any more. And really, that's a reflection of us as humans. That we have our limitations. Now, Bob, 2 weeks ago, his introduction to this Limitless series, he talked of no boundaries, a church without walls, pursuing. It's an opportunity to pursue growth. It's an opportunity to boldly go where we've not been before with Father. But here's something. We carry someone who's more powerful than any warp drive. We have within us someone who is not make-believe. We carry someone who can boldly take you where you've never been before, further than you can ever imagine. That's got to stir your heart. That's got to stir your heart. Someone who has no limits. Someone who has no boundaries. What's his name? Jesus and Holy Spirit. You have them within you. You carry the Holy Spirit within you. The problem is, we often approach Father's limitless within our limitations. A perspective of, I can't do that. Limitations that can quite quickly lead to us saying, I can't give you any more, Lord. I can't give you any more. I've given all I am. I'm exhausted. I'm worn out. I'm tired. The world's on top of me. As we run out of energy or will or our own purpose. See, our perspective has to come from His limitless, not our limitations. Therefore, His perspective is vital. It's a perspective that we obtain through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to juggle here, no? And through this, His Word. It's full of His great and mighty works. It's full of His limitless. It takes us to places beyond our limitations. How many times have you read a verse and then at another time, Father will show you something completely different from that same verse? There are no limits to what He can show you through this. So if there's one thing I'm being challenged about more and more, I need to be in this. I need to know Father's limitless character, perspective, and what He says over me of the life that we live. So, within this series of limitless faith, wisdom, grace, and love, there is an encouragement to us to live limitless lives, allowing Holy Spirit to help you live a life that boldly takes you places that you could never achieve within your human limitations. Dave last week mentioned the great quote that goes with this series. The only thing we've taken from this series is the titles. But it's that great quote, you are more than your past when God holds your future. See, your past life before Jesus had limitations. But now, with Jesus, you're not only free, your life, your journey with Him, His purposes and plans for you know no boundaries, know no limits. I just love that verse that Dave put up last week in Corinthians, the message. Dear Corinthians, I cannot tell you how much I long for you to enter this wide, open, spacious life. We didn't fence you in. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. Open up your lives. That's my call to you this morning. Open up your lives. Live openly and expansively. There are no limits with Father. God didn't save you to fence you in. You're not a pig in a pigsty. You're a prince and a princess who has the freedom of the kingdom. So don't live your life in a small way. Open up to His limitless. Be open. So, bear that in mind as we now look at limitless grace. And then I thought, well, okay, what is grace? Because it's no good having a limitless amount of grace if we don't quite understand what grace is. So grace comes from the Greek word chiros, or kiros, or something like that. But what it means is it's a fascinated word. Grace is commonly known as undeserved blessing, unmerited favor, and God's enabling power and ability. God offers us saving grace, serving grace, and standing grace. See, we need His saving grace and influence in our hearts to come to faith in Jesus. We need His serving grace to find our gifts and fulfill our destiny. And we need His standing grace to be strong in Him and the power of His might. So we need saving, serving, standing grace. When His grace is bestowed upon us, we receive His favor and His divine influence, His inner strength and ability to do all that is set before us. See, I look at people like Pete Carter, who we were with last week, and what he does. I mean, he's a GP as well, and he still works a couple of times a week. And I know he can't do that in his own strength. He needs the grace of God. He says that. He needs the grace of God to be able to do what God has called him to do. So no wonder that the encouragement from Paul is this, in Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in help to help in time of need. We need grace for the pace. Get it put on a t-shirt. There's no patent on it. We do. We need grace for the pace. So come boldly. Lace up your running shoes and run to that throne of grace. Because His grace is sufficient for everything we need. Why? It's limitless. Grace is an important and powerful spiritual reality. It's something we need for all that God has called us to be and to do. See, I've already sort of alluded to that grace favors, blesses, enables, empowers, strengthens. It favors, it blesses, it empowers, it strengthens. But it also infuses us. I like that word. Infuses. I should have looked that up. I feel like it's a bit like a hippo wallowing in mud. You know, it just infuses in the mud. Well, grace infuses us with goodness. See, it's more than just a words of singing, God is a good God, you know. God. No, you're infused with the goodness of Father. He is a good, good God. It infuses us with internal power, and it infuses us with His ability. See, God could have called His throne anything. The throne of power, the throne of holiness, the throne of wisdom, but He didn't. It's the throne of grace. And all that's required of you is to be bold and sprint to that throne of grace. Now, that's not difficult. You don't need a degree in it. You don't need a thesis in it. You don't need for this to be right, that to be right, or that to be right. You just run. That's all you got to do is run. And listen, we stand up here each week. And I would say every one of those that preach up here, we're on this journey. We're not coming from a place of, we're giving you our wisdom in where we are. No, I'm running there with you. I'm lacing my shoes up and I'm running there with you. Have I caught it all yet? No. But listen, my heart is I want to catch it, and my heart is I want you to catch it. And if we be bold and if we sprint for that throne of grace, then you watch Him at work in your life. You will not be the same again for all the good things, for all the good reasons. Does that mean life will throw those things at you? Yes, it will. But you will be different. You will be different. But as with everything in life, as in everything with Father, there's a choice, there's free will. Otherwise, it wouldn't be love. There's a choice as to whether you come to His throne of grace. It's a choice that we all each have to make. And if I'm being honest, that's probably where some of us come on stuck. See, some choose not to approach the throne of grace. And in doing so, they live an inferior life by not allowing God to change them, by living in their own strength. We've said at the beginning, we cannot live in our own strength. We might for a time, for a bit, but we're never destined to live life in our own strength. And why would we, when the power of the Holy Spirit is within us and available to each and every one of us? But there are others that won't approach the throne of grace because they've listened to the lie of the devil. See, if the devil can't tempt you to do evil, then he'll try and get you to focus on the lie that you're unworthy. He'll get you to start looking at you. You think, yeah, I've been tempted, but I haven't done that. So he thinks, okay, I'll come in another back way. He'll say, you're unworthy. He'll say, you don't have the ability to do anything. You're nothing. You're no one. And if we latch on to that lie, what it does, it gets you to be preoccupied with you. You don't see nothing more than what you don't want to see in the mirror every morning. So that you don't feel worthy. You think, who am I to approach the throne of grace? I'm not going to run anywhere. There is a much better choice. Just run to the throne of grace. Don't listen to the lies. Don't listen to the things that he would say to you, the devil, in wanting to hold you back. Just run to the throne of grace and get loaded up with grace. Because it will change you. Father always dispenses grace to those who come to his throne of grace. When you access God's grace by faith, he will supernaturally download his strength into your spirit, enabling you to do what you thought you couldn't do. See, it's all about him. It's all about him. He will increase your margin. Suddenly, you're living a limitless life. He'll give you his ability to do what seems humanly impossible. We're in this place here not because of anything we've been clever with. We've just been obedient to Father. In fact, we marvel at what God has done here. You know, if we look at our journey of looking for a facility, this was probably the last thing that we would have thought of. But it's the best thing for us. It's the best thing for us. So his power will strengthen your inner man. Now, I'm not just talking to the men. When he uses that phrase, that's plural, that's all of us. He will strengthen your inner man. When you are weak, he will give you his strength. What is limitless grace by its name? It is unending. It doesn't stop. It is something that we can keep growing in. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." See, it isn't just when we get saved we get a portion of grace. What Peter's encouraging us to do is to press in. This grace that Father has for us, we can grow in. Have you ever considered that? Have you ever considered that you can keep growing in grace? There is no end to it. It's like his love. It's bottomless. It's no ceiling. There's no width. It is endless. And I think his grace may be one of the least understood and most underutilized benefits he's given us. See, it is, was by grace I was saved. And then we leave it there. No, no. What is Father telling us? It is limitless. It was God's grace through faith which allowed you to receive salvation, yes. And mercy, yes. And forgiveness. But also righteousness, favor, goodness, and acquittal from sin. His grace is a free gift given to you, completely apart from your works, efforts, or good deeds. It's free. It's priceless. That word this morning, it's priceless. Grace is his love demonstrated exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond anything you could ask, pray, or think of. Wouldn't you like an infusion of that? Well, it's yours. What's stopping you? Okay, if you've got heels on, you might be a bit slower. But hey, do the laces up and just run. Come to the throne of grace this morning. See, his divine influence in your heart gives you his strength, his favor, and his ability. When you are weak, by his grace, you are made strong. When you feel useless, some of you feel useless here this morning. That's a lie of the enemy. When you feel useless, by his grace, you can do all things through Christ. When you are rough around the edges, by his grace, you are polished. That's how he sees you. Do you need a supernatural infusion of his strength today? Paul prayed that the Holy Spirit would strengthen God's people with mighty power in the inner man. May he grant you out of the rich treasure of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. Throughout the New Testament, we see that one manifestation of God's grace is inner strength. In infusing us with his grace, we receive strength and inner reinforcement. Ooh, who needs a bit of reinforcement this morning? But see, it's not just a bit. It's endless. It's a reinforcement to overcome temptation. It's a reinforcement to fulfill our God-given assignments and to live out the Christian life. An infusion of grace helps us to stand strong. See, suddenly, if we're full of his grace, you don't see this as a meeting. You don't see anything else we do as a program. You're just so infused, you want to get in that river, and you just want to flow with everything Father's doing that will outwork, not in our lives, but in the community, in the region, to the nation, to the nations. Why wouldn't God use you to be part of a team? You know, I love to send a team to another country from this church. Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And you're looking around thinking, who are they going to bring in to do that? He's going to use you. Why can't you go to the other nations? Why can't you take kingdom to other people? You're placed in this church for such a time as this. See, when that revival breaks out and people start pouring in, you're not going to look into your left and right thinking, well, who's he going to use for me to outreach these people? He's going to use you. So you better get ready. And how do you get ready? Run to the throne of grace. Be filled. Be filled. See, grace is a tangible expression of his strength. So when I say this, if you're facing challenges, unexpected demands, a to-do list that never ends, overwhelming responsibility, If you're facing the straw that wants to break the camel's back, spiritual battles, constant output, burdens, cares, and deadlines that make your load feel heavy, he wants to reinforce you in your innermost being and your personality with grace that is mighty and powerful. See, his grace is enough.
It is enough.
2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you. Chill. In that all that list I've just read, chill. His grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Thank you, Father. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Who thinks life is busy? Yeah, I don't need to tell you that. That's not a word of knowledge. It's a fact. Life is busy. We live in a fast-paced world. Everything's instant access, information, instant burger. Before you've even ordered it, it's there on your plate. We have multiple plates to spin. Life feels we're going from one thing, spinning round to another. We have priorities to juggle. The pace of life moves at a rapid rate. It's very likely that very few of us can take off what is on our plates. It's not like we're dawdling. These are things of life, things that we have to do. And in fact, it can almost seem like our responsibilities are growing. There is not enough hours in the day. But we need to know that his grace is enough. Who thinks life is hard? Yeah, I don't need to tell you that either. We all face challenges, obstacles, difficulties, weakness, and temptations. It's there every day. There are many things God will change through faith and prayer, and I thank him for that. Yet there are some things he doesn't change, and for those we need his grace and power. You know, when revival comes, it doesn't mean all the issues disappear. But we'll be in a place where we're equipped by the power of the Holy Spirit to deal with those issues. See, it doesn't mean life's going to be all plain sailing. If you're full of grace, full of the Holy Spirit, you approach and you live life in a different way within those circumstances. There will be things that God will deal with supernaturally. But there are some things that we'll walk through. But we'll walk through because of the empowering that he gives us. When we receive his grace, he favors us with a real, tangible impartation of his inner strength and ability. He expands our capacity. So suddenly that circumstance that was burying us before, we're able to walk through in a lightness of spirit. He enables us to have more margin. We don't limit him to what we think he can do. We walk in what he can do in a limitless life. And his power rests upon us. It's no wonder that when Paul needed additional strength in all the persecutions he faced in spreading the gospel, that the Lord told him this. That's, come on, he didn't tell him that. It should be, sorry, that's me. He told him this, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That's what Father said to Paul. So what was Paul's response? Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Do you need to rest in God's grace this morning? Are you feeling stressed? His grace is enough. Are you feeling weak? His grace is enough. Are you facing difficulties? His grace is enough. You can live a limitless life.
Yeah.
See, it's allowing the Holy Spirit to help you live a life that boldly takes you places that you could never achieve with your human limitations. You are more than your past when God holds your future. Amen. You just close your eyes. Okay, we're going to play a song when you walk in the room. We sing it here, but I want us just to receive. Just let Father just speak to you, and then we're going to come back, okay? Okay, guys, this is apt. One of the things that Dr. McCoy used to say in Star Trek, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. So we're going to step out now. We're going to go into a limitless setting. And a reminder, his grace favors, blesses, enables, empowers, strengthens. It infuses us with goodness. eternal power and his ability. You are more than your past when God holds your future. It's not about us, but I want you to run to the throne of grace this morning. Limitless grace.